I want to thank the Parnas Hayom, Lizzie and Cirilla Ross, the Schus Rafur Shlema for Send the Aryeh Ben Liba Zelda, Yishav Rafur Shlema Soshar Chay Yisrael. Also, of course, the Shiur Madarche, Avinoam, the Chmani family, Rabin, and Dina, the children, the whole family, Shem Yisimcha, Nachas, and Brocha, Me'atav Adoylam. Yeah, so I'm sorry that last week, unfortunately, I couldn't be here. And so we missed a couple of weeks. We ended 2 weeks ago with a very strange story. And I had two calls about it. To understand what the Messias was. I'm just going to remind you, and because that's what we're picking up on. We're on page in the chavaris that you have, the shiur from Reuven Sasson that we've been learning, on page Yud Ches, on the bottom of the page where it says Shikol Hadas, Apnimius Shel Midas HaTzadik. It came out davka by this time of Rosh Chodesh Adar and Pasha Shkolim. Not that I was supposed to miss last week, that just came out that way, but that's Hashgacha Pratis. But I'm going to remind you of the story that we ended with 2 weeks ago. I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but you remember, because it's a shocking story. The Chayzer from Lublin there was an attempt to seduce the Tzaddik, the Chayzer from Lublin. You remember when he was with a couple of the Chevra, and he was in a certain kretschma, some inn, and there was a mice that happened with a woman, and the Chayzer was trying to fight it off, and it looked like it was not so posh to fight off this temptation. It's amazing that the tzaddikim are totally open and honest about these things, even talking about themselves. He spoke about himself. And it sounded like it wasn't so pashut for him to overcome this. And he said, I can't, you're an Ashish. She said, no, I'm not an Ashish. You remember, I'm not an Ashish. Yeah, but you didn't go to the mikveh. She said, no, I went to the mikveh. So then he said to her, look, every Friday night, remember this? Every Friday night, by Kiddush, I stop for a moment and I ask HaKadosh Baruch to help me that as I move forward this week, please, Baruch Shalom, help me that everything that I do should give you nachas. That you should have a pleasure, you should have a nachas and a tandig and oinig from everything that I'm going to do this week, that I'm going to do in my life. And then, all of a sudden, the woman disappeared. There was no woman, there was no inn. Everything the Chayzer was by himself. So the two people who sent me a message about it was, what does that mean? That mean there was. I just want to clarify because this is where we're entering back in. Does that mean that there was this whole thing was kishuv, like it was sorcery or witchcraft, and there was no actual woman and there was no hotel? I mean, he met with the guys, he met with the chassidim. What happened to them? And the other person asked similarly also, did these people actually exist? So this is very important to understand. Yeah. This is where we're holding right now in this limud. It's not a question that there was a woman. And there's no question that there was a hotel. And the Chayzer didn't have a dream. This is not a dream. This wasn't like a fantasy. This is something that happened to him. When he said that he opened his eyes and it was all gone, it's pushed to me that it doesn't mean that they physically disappeared. I just wanted to clarify. It doesn't mean that they physically disappeared. It means that when a person enters into that space that's called tzaddik, in that world of Yesod, which we're going to continue with now, when a person goes into that place of She'elosi, Ubakashosi, Imatzosi Chein Be'enei HaMelech, Im HaMelech Tov. That's really what the Chazim is saying, Imatzosi Chein Be'enei HaMelech. I'm asking you, Rabbi Shalom, HaMelech, Imatzosi Chein Be'enei HaMelech, V'al HaMelech Tov, that if I have found favor in your eyes, and that it's and Vila Melech Toiv, that you should give me She'elosi u'Bakashosi. And what Esther Malka was asking for from the King of all Kings was Chatzi Amalchus, right? I mean, she asked for She asked for the whole thing, and Ahasuerus said, I'll give you at Chatzia Malchus, half of the Malchus, which is the thing in the Masa Shekel, I'll talk about in a second. But I'll give you half of the Malchus. When the Chayzer said that on Friday night, I daven that Shelosi u'bakashosi is that matzasi chein be'inei ha'melech. That Hashem, everything that I do should be matzasi chein be'inei. Matzasi chein be'inei ha'melech. Vel ha'melech toiv. That it should be good in the eyes of the king. Then when the Chayzer opened his eyes, when it says in this svarim that he opened his eyes and there was no longer a woman, there was no woman there, and there was no hotel, it doesn't mean that it was a dream or that it was some sort of a kishuv. It means that when a person enters into that place of the tzaddik, of yisod, that place, malamalach toiv, matzasi chein beinah hamalach, malamalach toiv, that all he wants to do is to give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then the nisayon disappears. It doesn't mean that the woman disappeared. It means that it no longer meant anything to him. He didn't care about it. It could have just as well disappeared. It means that he walked away from it. It doesn't mean she went away. She wasn't real. She was real. But it didn't make a difference to him. It didn't make a difference to him because he came to a place of ad liyada, you understand? Came to a place of ad liyada. In that mitzias, if a matzasi chein beinei hamelach v'hamelach toiv, that my entire existence is to give nachas ruach to Hashem, to do the right thing, that should be toiv beinei hamelach. So then the girl was there, and the hotel was there, but he walked away from it. It didn't disappear. It means it disappeared as something that was formidable in his life, that was troubling him and challenging him and was tempting him to do something wrong. The shailas had to come to such a madrig. What does it mean to come to such a madrig? So this is the sod of the maskala. Maskala is an Aramaic word. I mentioned it 2 weeks ago. There's a whole section of the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Truma, the Safra that Tznayu says, the deepest part of the whole Zohar, on the maskala. Maskla means a mishkal, means a scale. It means a mishkal. And this is, of course, connected to the Lashon of Shkalim, to the need of Machzeh Shekel. Let's just read a little bit, and I'll explain more. Mevi'im chsidas, well, again, the bottom of page, it has, Mevi'im chsidas, it says, Shikol Hadas. Shikol Hadas. Ha'pnim yishol midas ha'tzadik. Mivim chesidus b'shem hazor, sha'tohu nigvam k'toytzo mikach shlo haya maskela. The Zohar teaches us that the state of tohu that the world was in before the tikkun began, that state of tohu that we spent a lot of time talking about in terms of personalities of tohu and tikkun a few years ago, that state of tohu was k'toytzo mikach, was the result of the fact, shlohaya maskela, mikach shlohaya maskela, that there wasn't a scale. What does that mean? Mazem maskela. Maskela baram is perusho mishkal. The meaning of maskela is a scale. It means to weigh, to measure something. Means balance, mishkal. Mishkal ze moznaim. Mishkal means moznaim, means a scale. Ze hayecholes litzor izun ben koiches. Izun ben koiches means that there should be balance. Moznaim izun ben koiches means that there should be a balance between the different koiches of chesed and gvura. That there should be harmony and balance. Lakachas shnei arochim v'la'asos izun beinayim. To take two values in life, two choices, and to weigh between them. Right now, you're all sitting in the Beis Medrash at 10:30 on a Sunday morning. It means you had to decide between doing this and, like, fixing something in the house. You know, because that's like a favorite pastime of guys in America is on Sunday mornings to do stuff in the house. Now, it could be you're running away from that, you know, that leak. Or it could be you're running away from changing the bulb or doing something else that you're supposed to be doing. But a decision was made. A decision was made. It happens very quickly. Sometimes it takes longer. Sometimes it's harder. Where in a person's brain, in a person's heart, there's a mishkal, there's a scale, and a person has to decide that for now, what is the priority for this moment of Sunday morning, Beis Adar Tavshin Pei Aleph? What is it that needs to be more weighty, to take precedence in my life? Could be we make a wrong decision. Could be some of you should have stayed home and done what you had to do, whatever it is. But the point is that every moment of life, we are in this process of being shokel, of balancing, of looking at all different choices in life and making the right choice. And the question is, how do you make the right choice? So, when we're taught be'echad ba'odem ha'shmin al ha'shkolim va'al ha'kilayim, that's what actually says the lashon of the Mishnah's Mishnah. The Tanan mashmina al hashkolim v'al kilayim. That the announcement went out in Rosh Chodesh Adar regarding the mitzvah of Mavsa Shekel v'al kilayim. So there's some talk about this, but kilayim, kilayim, to be careful about kilayim. Why is that? Say to the Chazal, explain them. If I should explain why Dafke Kilayim. But there's some talk about this. Now, you all know the Gemara says in Chulin, the Gemara asks, Haman min HaTorah minayin. Where is Haman alluded to in the Torah? Where is the remez of Haman? What's the answer? No? Haman Haitz. Asher amati lechem, levilti achem eno achaltem. It's from the Eitz Hadas Toivera. Haman min HaTorah minayin, Hamin HaEitz. And the meaning of the Eitz Hadas Toiv V'ra means living every moment with that skill of making a choice between Toiv and Ra, between right and wrong, making that decision, that choice. Haman, you know, is Amalek, and Amalek is the Gematria Safek, right? Amalek is the Gematria Safek. And that whole Metzius that's described in the Megillah as Machsheves Haman, that way of Haman, of Amalek, is what the Svarm call that this world is called the Ilana Desveka. The tree of knowledge of good and evil is called the tree of doubt. And the whole koch of Amalek is to bring to a situation where a person's way of weighing what's right and what's wrong for this moment in life becomes skewed, is off. And the person lives in a constant state of suffix. It's a blurring of priorities. It's not being able to weigh things in the correct way. The things are off. That's the inyan of Machsheves Haman. Now going back to the story of the Chayzer and what we're talking about here with the maskil, with the scale. So mashmina ala shkolim v'al kilayim. What does kilayim mean? Kilayim means when two things that don't belong together are mixed together. What the children call mishkababel. I don't know if you ever have that in your house. You have the word also? I don't know what they got. Mishkababel. When things are all mixed up. When you don't know for this moment what's right and what's wrong. That's called kilayim. The Eitz Hadas is that Eitz Hadas toiv ra. It's a kilayim. It's a teruvus of toiv and ra. That's what the Eitz Hadas is, Toiv and Ra. The inyan of Mashmina al Hashkolim v'al HaKilayim is the whole koyach of Amalek, which now we have the koyach to be Menatzeach Amalek, is the Eitz Hadas. Eitz Hadas, Toiv and Ra, that causes a person to make mistakes in figuring out the balance between right and wrong. What's your priorities in life? What's your priority in life? What's more important? Is the most important thing in your life to give Nachas Ruach to Hashem? That's the tzaddik. Or is there a different priority in your life? So, mashmin al hashkolim v'al hakilayim. At the time of at the time of Purim, which is the Indian of Adelaide, Adam and Aruham and Baruch Mordechai, because every moment of life there are choices between Aruham and Baruch Mordechai. Is this Aruham right now, or is this Baruch Mordechai? And the Al-Kayach of Amalek is to make it unclear, to make it unclear. So the Lashon of the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Lamed, listen, this is what the Chayes was talking about. I jotted it down. You don't have it on your paper. But the Beis Yosef says the following. It's an Aruch HaMeir Shlomen Aleph. Klolo shel davar, sheha'odam tzorach lishkol b'mozne sichlo. The klal of life is that a person has to weigh, lishkol b'mozne sichlo, to weigh on the scale of his mind, kol prate avadosav, every detail of his life. Im nogea behem tzad hanol avodas elokis, this that I'm making a decision right now, this is what I'm about to do. Does this give hana? Does this give pleasure and nachas to avodas elokus, to Hashem? Then yigmor la'asos. Then that is the correct decision. Then yigmor la'asos. V'im lav. And if not, yidche b'shtei yadav, like the chayzer, yidche b'shtei yadav, you push it over with both hands. Levilti asois, not to do this, loymina v'loymiktsasa, not to do this at all. That's the beginning of Maseil Sharm. Yisoid ha-chasidus v'shorish ha-avoid ha-atmima, she-yisbara v'yis-ameis etz la-odom, ma-chevosa ba-olom, she-yisbara v'yis-ameis. This is the midah of Yisod, this is the midah of Tzaddik, that everything is standing upon. That's what he's talking about. Sometimes you could have an Indian in business, and you could be right. So you have a certain taina in this shakla v'tayi that you're in with some people about some deal that you wanted to make. It could be that it was something in business or in real estate where you cut in a certain way into a deal, or you affected people in a certain way. And in that situation, it could be that, strictly speaking, that you're right. It was that there's no law against what you're doing. But if you stop at that moment and you ask yourself, you forget about what the law says. Take that scale. Take that mishkal, the maskala. You're not in the world of Torah, you're in the world of tikkun. In the world of tikkun, everything is weighed and measured. And in your heart and your mind, at that second, you ask yourself the following question. What I'm doing right now in this business deal, does this give nachas ruach Hashem? Like, is Hashem proud of me? That's what Esther Malka was asking. Not whether they could sue me. Not whether they would win in court. Could be they wouldn't win in court. Could be that they wouldn't win if they sued you. They don't have a case against you. But that's the story of the Chayzer. What I'm doing now is Hashem is more proud of me. That is what the Beis Yosef is talking about. If it's something which gives Hashem nachis, im ha-melech toiv, yigmor la'asos. Vim lav, yidche b'shtei yadav. Yidche b'shtei yadav. So how do you make this decision? So let's read a little bit further. Lakach ha-shnei arachim v'la'asos izun b'neihem. So you have two arachim. There are two, we could call them two choices. So in this business deal, there's choice aleph and there's choice beis. Lakach ha-shnei arachim v'la'asos izun b'neihem. It's to weigh and to measure. That there should be, the decision should be one that's made, it's a balanced decision. This is the scale that the Zohar is talking about. This is the world of Tikkun, as opposed to the world of Tohu. Where a person uses the Koach HaGvur when he needs to use the Koach HaGvur, and he uses the Midah of Chesed when he needs to use the Midah of Chesed. He knows how to. He uses each Koach at the right time. Yisod HaHarmonia. There's a very, very big yisod in all of this. On the thing of the skill, whatever, on the tray of this, whatever it's called, on the you put all on each one. You put all the different koiches, the different people, the different goals and objectives of your life. But what's the scale actually made of? The scale itself. What's the maskele itself? This is a very deep question. What is the standard by which we measure everything in our lives? That's the question of the tzaddik. That's the question, that's the inyan of the maskele. Let me give you an example. And then I'll read to you something from the Sfas Emes. Let me give you an example. You have a guy who's very frum, and he has now reached, this morning in davening, his 10th chumrah in davening. He has 10 chumras that he's taken upon himself in davening, whatever that chumrah is. He doesn't talk with his tefillin on. There's a beautiful chumrah like that. There are many people who do that. He doesn't talk with his tefillin on. And he took upon himself and he counted, that's my 10th chumrah, Baruch Hashem. I wear a gartel, I don't talk with my tefillin on, I wear a certain kind of bekavadik clothing, whatever it is. He went through the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch and he took upon himself 10 beautiful chumras that he now has during davening. But the only problem is that he doesn't daven. That's the only thing that's missing. He has 10 chumras. He's got a gartel. He doesn't talk. He stands with his feet together. All things it says in the Rambam. You know, he doesn't let anybody walk behind him or in front of him. He's in a makom kavua. He's in a shul filled with people of Yiras Shamayim. He's doing all the things that a davener is supposed to do. The only thing that he doesn't do, he doesn't have anything to do with God. That's the only thing that's missing. It's just one little technicality. It's a tiny little technicality. The only thing that's missing is God. But everybody knows that 10 chumras or 100 chumras don't equal the inyan of being of somebody that's mispal, that's davening. So the only thing that he's missing is that he's not davening. He has 10 chumras. Now, one of the mistakes that we make in life, and this is the inyan of the maskele, of the scale, is that when we weigh and measure our decisions of what to do in life, a very fine person like this, who's a Ben Torah, who's a Yirei Shemayim, who wants to do the right thing, he could have all kinds of chumras. He can look down on people who don't keep those chumras, that they might not wear the jacket and the hat, or they might not have the right look for davening, and they're not keeping certain, because all those things are chumras. And it's not the etzem tefillah, it's not davening itself. Davening itself is shivis Hashem negdi samen. Davening itself is giving the Rebbeinu Shlom nachas ruach by speaking to him, talking to him, and crying to him. That's what davening is. So it's a scary thing if you think about it. You could spend your whole life doing all of the things that surround the inyan itself, but not the inyan itself. So that your priorities of how you weighed and how you made decisions of what's important and what's not important is completely off. Because obviously what's more important than wearing a gartel or davening or a hat and jacket or even with standing with your feet together is to remember that you're standing in the presence of Melech Malachim Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw that somebody asked Chaim Brisker that they had to make a decision in that shul for Yontif, for Rosh Hashanah, they had to make a decision. That there was a person, there were two Balei Tefillah that came down to. There were two people that were running for who's going to be the Balei Tefillah for Rosh Hashanah. Two choices. So one of them was married. That's one of the requirements. He also had a beard. And he had a couple of the other things that are part of the list on the list of Balei Tefillah. The only thing is that he had a horrible voice and he didn't know the nusa. And the other guy apparently was not married and he didn't have a beard. But he knew the nusach and he had a beautiful voice. He knew the nusach. So the person asked Reb Chaim, which should we choose in the shul? We don't know what to do. So Reb Chaim said, I don't understand what you're asking me. What's the question? So he repeated it. And Reb Chaim said, you said that you're making a choice between one Baal Tefillah and the other. The guy that doesn't have a daven is not a Baal Tefillah. It's not a choice between a Baal Tefillah and someone who's not a two Baalei Tefillah. You're making it sound as if you have to decide between two Baalei Tefillah. No, the guy's not a Baal Tefillah. He's a bearded Jew. That's nice, but he's not a Baal Tefillah. He's got a beard. That's good. But that doesn't mean he's a Baal Tefillah. So you're asking me, how do we choose between Baalei Tefillah? Like we had Ki'ilu, there's a scale. And we're weighing and deciding from these two Baalei Tefillah, who's the Baal Tefillah? And Reb Chaim said, you're not weighing between Baalei Tefillah. He's a Baal Tefillah, he's not a Baal Tefillah. So that's your only choice this year. This guy does not have daven. So he's not a Baal Tefillah. So when you choose between 10 chumras and daven, those are all wonderful chumras. No one's speaking, God forbid, against davening with a gatel and doing all those other things. That's all very, very nice. But the maskala, the scale, is where we mess up. It's where we mess up. When the Chosid said that he davens Friday night, essentially he's saying, I want to be Moitzi Chain Beinei Melech. Rabbi Yisrael, help me make the choice that gives you Nachas Ruach. Help me make that choice. I have these different things on this scale. How do I choose? How do I choose? What's the criteria for choosing? Listen to the Sfasemis now. You know, it's not on the page. Sfasema says the following. He's talking about by Master Shekel, how Moshe Rabbeinu was in the sky. Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem. He didn't know what the Master Shekel was, right? So Hashem took it out from under his throne, and he took out a half a shekel that was on fire, and he said, Zeh Yitnu. This is the Master Shekel. All this Rambam talking about, he doesn't know what to do. What does that mean? And why is it a half? And this has to do with Esther Malka, Ad Chatzia Malchus. And Mishkal, and Shkolim, and Hefer Shekel, and Shkolim. What is this? So the Sfasema says, this is, Hainu Sheyesh Li Yisrael Chelek B'Shamayim. We're learning about this in Shabbos also, Lamed Tes Melachos. Hainu Sheyesh Li Yisrael Chelek B'Shamayim. Every single Jew has a Chelek B'Shamayim. Each one of us is a Machzeh Shekel. I'm looking at each other right now. This is Moshe, this is Shalom, this is Chaim, and this is Moshe. Well, this is the Machzeh Shekel. This is the half. This is the lower half of our existence. Sheyesh Yisrael Chelek B'Shamayim, V'Chelek Anitin Le'Boilam Hazeh. Each one of us has a Chelek B'Shamayim. In other words, each one of us is a Machzeh Shekel. There's the half a shekel on earth, and there's the half a shekel in Shamayim. One sentence of Hashemis. The job of a half a shekel of me and you, of the half a shekel in this world, our job is lizdabeg bechelik ha'elyon. Lizdabeg bechelik ha'elyon. You know how the kids like to play. Maybe sometimes the adults with the matzah. They see how it fits together. You know. Is it really together? Is it not together, that piece of matzah? Right? Liz dabik b'chilke elyayin. This Fasema says, the whole avoid of a Jew in this world is, you're a half a shekel here in this world. The other half of who you are is in Shemayim. The whole avoid of a Jew is, sheyesh li yisrael chelik b'shamayim, chelik nidin lo b'olam hazeh, v'tzarech lehiz damois lehiz dabik b'chilke elyayin. So the choice that the Chayza was making was, right now there are two parts of me. I'm broken in half. Half of me is in this hotel with a lady who's making advances. And she's pretty, and I'm being pulled. Half of me is a fire by the Kisei HaKavod, right? By Neshama. Elokai Neshama Shesata B'Tahari. Again, the words of the Svasemas, Yeshus Ochel Shonchem, Vitzorach Lezdamois Lezdabik Bechelek Ha'Elyon. So when the king told Esther Hamelech, which is of course Hashem, Hamelech says to Esther, you're so beautiful to me, Ad Chatzia Malchus. Ask me, I'll give you anything Chatzia Malchus. I'm not going to give you the whole thing, you understand? I gave you a life in the world, in Olam Hazeh, that's the world, the life that I've given you, and I've given you Chatzi HaMalchus. That's what you were given. Your job is to ask yourself, Nafshi B'Shelosi, Ami B'Shelosi, Nafshi B'Shelosi, Ami B'Kashosi, Shelosi B'Kashosi, Imamelech Toiv, Imatzasi Chin B'Imelech B'Imelech Toiv. Our job is to put those two things together, the half a malchus of Adam Hazeh and the half a malchus of the Kiseh HaKavod, the half a malchus of Kiseh HaKavod. So when the person makes the decision that I now have my 10th chumrah, I reached my milestone of the 10th chumrah, but what happened was he didn't connect to the Machzis Elyon, he didn't connect to the half a shekel. That means there's a bilbul. That's the Indian of Haman. The whole avodah of Amalek, of Haman, is to cause a person to get mixed up, but to think that it's more important that he has a beard than he knows how to daven. It's more important that he doesn't talk during that he doesn't talk with his tefillin on, but when he's davening, he doesn't have one thought of talking to Hashem. Everything is off. That's called toh. That's what he's talking about. How you weigh things. Everything is off. Everything is just not right. The midah of tzaddik is, and that's what he's talking about, is yesod. Yesod is foundation. Foundation means that every decision you make in life is that decision of imatzasi chein be'enei hamelach. That's what the story of the Chayz is about. Imatzasi chein be'enei imala melach toiv. So it could be that in business, they're not going to arrest you. No one's going to sue you. But at the end of the day, could be you left like 5, 10, 15, 20 families that are crying about what happened to them because of your decision. And maybe strictly speaking, according to the law, you were right, but what did you do? Look what you left behind. What kind of a mess did you make in your life? You could do that your whole life, where they can't arrest you, where even God can't get you, so to speak, on a technicality in Shulchan Aruch. But it just didn't come out right. Your life is not the right life. You're not making the right decisions. That's Haman. That's the meaning of Haman. Eitz Hadas Toivara. So what's Mahuat Sir Hamerkazi Sha'olov Benuyim Kol Ha'arachim Kulam? So what is the actual scale? Next page. Hamaskla Amiti Hu HaYisod. This is the midah of Yisod. The scale is the midah of Yisod. The actual scale is the midah of Yisod. Shuhu etzem atshuka v'atzimon l'Hashem Zbarach. That's the matbeah shalesh. That's the fiery coin. That's what saved the chayzer. That's what saved Yosef HaTzadik. On that day when he was almost pulled into the wife of Potiphar, into that whole parasha, what saved him was also the maskala, the scale. That simon alokus. But he himself said, chatosi l'lokim, I won't do this. But he said to her, because if I do this, I'm going to be sinning against God. If I do this, then I'm going. It's not going to give nachas ruach to Hashem. Yosef HaTzadik had all kinds of terutz on why he would have done that, because he saw that the neshamas were supposed to be with each other. He saw that they were going to have somehow in the future. They were going to be einik lach. Whatever he saw, Yosef HaTzadik had every reason to go with her. But he said, "Chatasi lo kim, I'm weighing this decision." And it just doesn't, it's not right. It's not right. I don't believe that this is what's going to give Nachas Ruach to Hashem. I don't believe this is going to give Nachas Ruach to Hashem. That's why so many of the things in our community, you know, that I poke fun at, I do it in an affectionate way. You know, when I got a couple of people so upset with me that I made fun of Dubai for a couple of weeks. I'm not done, but they're so upset because why? Because this guy plays music and he said, thank you very much, Rebbe. You know, that's my whole parnasa. You're like, you're not. You're like, and then I got this caterer that called me. And he said, Shkoyach, Rabbi Weinberger, you know, That's what I do for a living. I take people to Dubai. And I got another tour guide. You know, was annoyed with me. Someone told me that he said, oh, Rabbi Weinberg is, you know, hitting on Dubai, you know. People are listening to it. There's some people in Lakewood heard this, and he was supposed to take a group to Lakewood, and so then people are, I don't know. So these kind of, the thing that makes me crazy, these things, why do they make me so crazy? And I'm sure I'm not the only one. What does it make me so crazy? Like, you know, that in the magazine, that's, you know, that they got the butcher standing with the side of a cow, like this, smiling, and, you know, shot by us. Not because there's anything against halacha. Who could say there's something against halacha to go to Dubai? What's against halacha? There's something against halacha to hold up a piece of meat and take a picture of a piece with a piece of meat. There's something against halacha. Because the scale is off. And I'm finding it hard to explain what's so painful to me about that. Not that I don't mess up all the time myself. And I could be like, you know, a poster child for messing things up. But the scale, that scale that my father, Allah Shalom, gave me, that my mother gave me, a certain scale. It doesn't mean you don't mess up sometimes, but you laugh at yourself when you mess up, you know? What gets me nervous is that they really, like, take this stuff seriously. That's what gets me nervous. That these things are serious. If you want to make fun of yourself and say, "Yeah, no, I have a taiva to go. I have a taiva to go to Dubai. Why would a Jew have a taiva to go to such a place? I mamash don't understand. But I have a taiva to go to Dubai." But you laugh at yourself. But not that you have to get a rabbi to speak, you know. And there's going to be a historical tour of what? You can interview a camel and say he's from the time of Avraham Avinu, from Rivki. This is the camel from Rivki Imenu. By the way, you should know, these are the camels from Yitzchak Avinu. What are you going to say? They're just trying. The scale is off. That's what's happened to us. Jews are frumer than they ever were. In other words, they're taking the 10 chumas of davening, but the simple scales that those of us a little bit older, that our fathers and mothers lived by, is messed up. The scale, the muscular. My father, all of us, wouldn't go near a penny that wasn't clean, even though 100% in Shulchan Aruch and 100% American law, but he wouldn't go near it. He was such an Ehrlichkeit that I saw by Jews, an Ehrlichkeit. Not all kinds of dreis and how to explain, and you get this, and we'll go to a din Torah. But din Torah. Just what's right and what's wrong. There's a muscular. There's a scale. Our kids are unbelievably confused. Why they're having such craziness? Listen, the taiva is a taiva. It's been here since the beginning. But what's the confusion? They don't understand their parents. They don't understand. The parents are sending them to the finest yeshivas. We're giving up all the money we have to put them in the finest yeshivas. And you'll fight with the yeshiva that your kid should be in the highest year. And you want to live in a neighborhood where everybody's from. And everything. But then the same child will see that his parents' scales are off. And the way to make decisions of what's a vacation to look like. What does it mean, a vacation for a Jew? To live in a way of humility, of modesty. You want the children to make the right choices, but then everything you want, you have to have. It has to be the most fleischige piece of flesh. I'm not against any of that stuff. I'm not against the trip either. But it has to be a zoi, like this. And I thought that the COVID was going to reset things. My wife was making fun of me the whole year. I kept on saying, you're going to see Michla afterwards. You're going to see. I'm so optimistic. You're going to see. It's going to be different, the weddings. You're going to see that the varts are going to stop. You're going to see the whole Pesach, the whole time my wife is saying, you know, she's a Litvak. So the whole time my wife is saying, come on, you know. It's going to be the same. It's going to be worse. So thousands of people drop dead. The whole world is of an ahafaychu. And the same thing, you got to make the killer vart, you got to make the killer party, you got to make the food, and you got to make the, and the whole chazarai and the trips and starting up again. I'm happy that those, all those kedrus, you hear me? Everybody that's listening, I want you to be millionaires. I want you to make, sing. I want the singers to make money, I want the caterers to make money. But I, what should I say? The scale is off. It's not a matter of halach anymore. This is the most religious generation that there's ever been. Everybody is religious. They never saw such a Shabbos, such religion. But the scale is totally messed up. The scale is messed up, and the kids are coming out confused. I see that mommy and daddy, whatever they want, they make sure to get. Mommy wants something, she gets it. She's on the thing day and night looking. Whatever she wants, she gets. What do I want? I want to be on my thing also for 10 hours a day. So why not? So you could send the kid to the best yeshiva. And you send him to the highest yeshiva. And you fight to make sure that in his bunk in camp, there's not going to be one kid that's a little bit off, you know? You want to make sure all the kids in my child's bunk, they're all wholesome, happy kids, that they wear their tzitzis and they brush their teeth, whatever they do. Every kid in my kid's bunk's got to be nice. But in their own house, the kid is seeing the scales are totally off. That his parents, he picks up, children are so honest, they're so real, and they pick up right away. Do my parents live in a world of, with the question of the Chayzer in Lublin, that he asked every Friday night, Imatzasi chein be'inei ha-melech. Just ask yourself that question. Imatzasi chein be'inei ha-melech. So you're telling your kid he's got to steig in learning. You're telling him he's got to be there, he's got to be like, he's got to be from, he's got to get up and go daven, he's got to get up and daven. And he sees that his father goes to shul, but he doesn't see that his father's such a davener. I'm not talking about anybody here, Chasam. I'm saying the problem of our generation. Oh, Hashem, people, gavaldi, old gavaldi, I'm not saying that. But so he says the father, get up. He goes to shul with his father. His father spends half the time in shul. He's coming in, he's going out, he's talking, his kid, kulitzing, playing games. So he sees. He sends his kid to the best yeshiva, to a high yeshiva, they're learning above mitzvah, above a kamba, above asa, and he sees that his father, he understands that his father's in business. He picked up a little bit. You know, kids, they hear everything. You think that they're sleeping. They're not sleeping. He hears everything. In Chesha Mishpat, in the Kedusha of how his mother looks, how the mother dresses, everything he picks up on the kid, everything. But then you want that he should be tzaddik yisod olam. You gave him a scale that's off. Yisod is the midah of imatzasi chein be'enei ha-melech v'mal melech toiv chatzi ha-malchus. My job is I have a pure soul. That's the half a shekel. By the kisa I covered the fire. Then you put me down into this crazy world, that's the other half a shekel. The Sfasema says, every second of my life I have to ask, how do I make this part down here match with the part up there? That's my job. How do I make those two pieces come together? So how do you do that? I want to know, how do you do that on the 10-day trip to Dubai, eating 12 meals a day with a 24-hour tea room, with, of course, the Daf Yomi and the... And as Dafka, you find that these things are most exciting in the communities that consider themselves to be the most religious, the frumis. It's interesting what's going on. But there's such an emptiness of ruchnius. It's heartbreaking. So you have chever, they were raised in the strictest Yiddishkeit. And then they get married, and they're like, off. Not that they go away from, they don't go off the derech. The guy still shows up, he's got his shtreimel, not just the shtreimel, he's got a duck when he comes into the Eish Kodesh, you understand? He's got such a shtreimel like this. And he's got the payas, they're funny already, they got very, very skinny and green, you know what I mean? That look turns in that direction. And he's got the beard already, it's not, you know? But he still davens with his chevri. He's got the right accent. He's got the right shul. He's got the right shtreimel. He's got the right pedigree. He comes from a river Meilach and so on. He also knows how to look down on people that are not from his background. He's got that down pat. That's not real Yiddishkeit. This is real Yiddishkeit. But the whole scale is off. The scale is off. It's Olaf. Even though, what do you mean it's Olaf? He's Shomer Mitzvahs, and he's beautiful, and we love him, and he's a Tyre Yid. And he would do anything to do a mitzvah. But the whole thing is Olaf. That's what it's hard to get that across. That's the point that I'm trying to make for a long time. That's the mask, that's the scale. And when we're wondering, why is it that my kid has to give in to these taivas? What's wrong with my son? Why is it that my 15-year-old, Lo Aleinu, is watching pornography? I caught him watching pornography. Why? I don't do that. Maybe, Baruch Hashem, and maybe you did it, and you don't, or maybe you never did it. It's not about the pornography. The kid is just indulging in whatever he wants, just like his mommy and daddy do. Whatever they want, that's what they do. We have 40 dips at the Shabbos table. Is there something against halacha to have 40 dips? There's nothing against having 40 dips at the Shabbos. Is there something against it? It's not the skill. It's gaitnish. That pshita is not tamimus. That pshita is tamimus, where a Jew might not be so educated. He might not know all of the things, but he's got a healthy scale. He's got this thing that's called yesod, and the foundation tells him how to weigh and measure the choices that he's making in life. Does this give nachas ruach to Hashem Yisbarach? This vacation that I'm on, is this what Hashem Yisbarach had in mind when he sent my half a shekel, when he threw it down into this world? Is that the vacation he had in mind for me? Well, God's against a Jew taking a vacation. Not at all. The Baruch Shalom comes with us on every vacation. And he's very happy that Jews should have menucha. There's nothing wrong with that. But how did you have your vacation? How did you spend your vacation? Where did you go? What did you talk about? What do you do? What do you think about? How do you dress? These are things that don't have to do. It's not just a matter of Shulchan Aruch. It's a matter of the maskil, the scale. That's what it's... And the children get very confused. They get very confused. I told you once, I had a girl, she was thrown out of her school because there was a teacher who on Central Avenue saw her giving a high five to a boy. Skilas, Rafa, she's done. She was thrown out from the school. Not a second chance. Principal told me that it was ready. Another time they heard about it. Okay, so that was a second chance. Well, she's thrown out. So I was talking to this girl. Baruch Hashem, she's doing very well now. She's married. She has kids. She's from Baruch Hashem. So I was talking to her, and she said to me, "Listen, Rebbe, yeah, I did that. It's a guy that I know from the neighborhood, and I gave him a high five. She said, I didn't do anything else with a guy." She said, I don't do bad things to the guy. I gave him a high five. But I'll tell you one thing. The teacher that caught me and that got me thrown out of the school, I've watched her and my friends for the last 3 years how she flirts with a certain man in the yeshiva, one of the men teachers in the school. She's flirting every single thing the way she did it. Girls know how to tell, you know? The way she's talking with that teacher, with that guy, with the Rebbe, from the two of them, how they're carrying on. I got thrown out. She's a married woman. She's an Ashes Ish. She didn't say that to me, Ashes Ish. She's a married woman. Yeah, I gave a high five to the guy. Now, this lady, and I believe what she told me. Again, I have no reason she said it to me, miss. I know Lefitua, you know, Pituma. Maybe she exaggerated, but she said. So this lady might be doing everything she considers herself to be much firmer than the girl that gave the high five. But in terms of the scale, that girl picked up that the scale is, and the teacher is off. She picked up on it. She got it. She's right. The scale is off. The scale is off. And our kids are picking up on these things. The kids pick up on these things. Because the kid was sent into the world, and Elokai Neshom Shasat Tahar is pure, and the Hefer Shekel was sent here, and the Hefer Shekel naturally has that longing to be connected to the Shekel above, and when the scale starts to go the wrong way, that's the Inin of Haman, that's Haman HaEitz, and you could see on the kid, when he first ate from the Eitz HaDa'as Tov V'Ra. And then you're wondering, why is my kid? My kid's looking at stuff on his phone. It's Hamin Ha'Eitz. Hamin Ha'Eitz. Hamin Ha'Torah Minai. Because the kid's mixed up. Mashmin Al Ashkolim V'Al Kilayim. The Kilayim is what's killing the kids. It's killing the adults too. The Kilayim, the Teruvahs. You're taking two minim and you're mixing them together. Shul is a place to daven. It's not a place to make friends. You make friends after davening, before davening. Shul's not a place. Shul's a place where you misdabik to Hashem. It's a place where you misdabik to Hashem. It's not a Jewish center. It's not a men's club. It's a place where you misdabik to the Bar Yoylam. How did it get mixed up like that? What's the kilayim? You go into a place, you see right away it's kilayim. It's a mixture. Tayvara. It's a mixture of the scales are off. This midah of Yesod is living in that question of the Chayzim Lublin. That's the midah of Yesod. The midah of Yesod. I will continue next week.